The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station.
He might be getting to 28. Here we go. We could be watching history tonight in Cleveland, boys and girls. Oh, my goodness. Scoreboard watching. 28. Next one breaks the record. That's got a chance. There's the record.
No!
29.
30. Did that one get over at the end? Did he get two? Vladimir Guerrero.
We got 28 on the board, which would tie Josh Hamilton for most in a round. And now it's 29. He breaks the home run derby record for home runs in a round, which I never thought we'd see.
29 seconds to hit two. That was a line drive off the top of the wall.
There it is! Pete Alonso fires the bat up. He's your home run derby champion of 2019.
Boy, that was some compelling radio. Hey, you did pick the winner, though, right? Let's do this. It's a Tuesday on the Blitz.
And here we go.
This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And the Blitz is on for a Tuesday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe with me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon, A.J. Hoffman, the role model, Aaron Rabel, the Voldemort. If you want to get in today, 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, send a message. If Aaron likes it, he'll read it. There's Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Aaron is Blitzed, at Degenerates975. You can also text the show. You know the number for that. And if you wish to get on the Twitch channel and comment there and see our beautiful faces, you can do that as well. Just go to ESPN975.com. You'll see it right there at the top of the page and click on it. Or if you're already on Twitch, you can just find it that way. It's a Tuesday. Usually everybody's in a bad mood. Now everybody's scared of this damn storm.
Yeah.
Which I'm sticking to my prediction.
It's nothing, right?
I heard Stephen the weather guy on Joel and Barry, who knows the stuff. But I'm going to say, I'm going to put my 78-2 prediction record on the line and say, we're not getting anything. Now, okay. Beaumont, you might get some.
We're not even getting rain?
We're not going to get any part of that storm. Okay. I mean, we might get like an outer band or something.
All right.
But I fully anticipate the weather gods are telling me. And, you know, I know they have all these models, the European model and the Canadian model and the American model. The Falcon model is being told Mississippi.
And that's a Fred Fowler guarantee.
Yeah. Okay. So I think we're safe. So make your weekend plans. That's all I got. Hey, before we get to the sports, can I say happy birthday to my oldest son? Turns 21 today.
Your only son?
Yeah, oldest
kid.
You
could have just said my son.
Well, he's, as far as I know. But yeah, I think, 21. He's now officially legal. So.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
Got yourself a beer mule.
Exactly. Somebody else who can stand in line. Whenever I need to do that.
There you go.
So,
of course he won't because he's probably lazy because that's what millennials are. They won't stand in line with their dad for beer.
I know. And it kind of jerks. Kind of sucks, man. But, I was already feeling pretty old. That pushed it over the top.
That did it, huh?
Yeah. So what's going on, man?
Sports and stuff like that. It's one of those days where, you know, we're not too worried about sports, I guess. There was that damn home run derby last night that I actually watched a lot more of than I planned on.
I did too, because for once it was actually entertaining.
It really was.
But you know what it reminded me of was like an MMA fight where a guy just absolutely dominates the first two rounds.
Just out of gas.
And then, yeah, and then he like barely loses the next three and he loses the fight.
Dude, so here's where I was. I picked Pete Alonso to win the thing. Which, I mean, obviously makes me a genius. He had the second least home runs in the first round. The only guy he could have beat was the guy he went up against.
Yeah.
And it was like, oh, man, thank goodness. And he beat him at, like, the buzzer. So he only had to hit 14. He did it. you know, didn't do his extra time, which he had earned the extra time, didn't have to do that. And, it, I mean, he had to hit a few more to beat Acuna in the second round, but nowhere near what you saw these other two guys doing. And he beat Acuna at the buzzer again. But you see Jock Peterson and Vlad Guerrero. And Vlad Guerrero in the first round, both those guys in the first round did a lot. The second round, they've got to go an extra minute and then have that swing-off thing. They did that twice.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, was awesome television. I mean, yeah. It was fun to watch.
That was the best part of the whole thing.
And those two dudes were, I mean, especially Vlad, his swing is just so violent that it's really fun to watch him hit the ball. And Jock Peterson, like every time you thought, oh, there's no way he's going to be able to do it. And then he would do it. And you know, he was coming up at the very last second, as the buzzer goes off, he's hitting the ball that goes over the fence. Like, man, it was really entertaining. But I didn't feel good early when Pete Alonso was struggling to get out of the first round, and I actually tweeted about it. But then at the end, when the last round started, I felt like I had a good shot because there was no way that Vlad Guerrero wasn't going to be tired.
Yeah.
And yeah. He obviously was. And he still put up a pretty good number for the final round. Just wasn't enough.
Yeah. And I know everybody was like, oh, well, doesn't feel like he's the real champ. Yeah, it does.
Why?
Yeah. That's how the game works. That's how.
If Vlad would hit one more in the second round, then it wouldn't have been an issue.
Yeah.
He didn't hit enough.
So we've added a new feature that Aaron is putting together after the show.
Okay.
Aaron, why don't you step in here and tell the people about it?
Well, it's called One for the Road. So I help you guys with show prep every day, do about 3-4 hours of pulling stories every morning when I wake up. So I go through at the end of the show, find a story you guys didn't get to, and then talk about it for anywhere from 2 to 5 minutes. And
we sometimes don't get to the stuff that you send us.
Sometimes.
Hmm. I don't remember a day like that happening.
I mean, if I send you 60-something stories a day, we only have,
you know 12 how segments. We could really screw with him is do like a segment right before the end of the show where we blast through everything that he's got on there. Just do like 5 seconds of each and then see what he comes up with. But where is that available? Tell the people where they can get it.
It is on right where you find the Blitz podcast on, what is it called? Podcastarena.com. So right there after hours 1, 2, and 3 of the day's show, you'll find it called One for the Road. Right.
Where are you going to record that?
I record it next door every day.
All right. And will it be what time will it be available?
Usually it's up there around 7:20, 7:30.
Cool. All right, then.
Yeah, so
putting in a little extra work. I like that.
Given something that we didn't mention, so if they want another story to bring up at the office the next day, listen to the 3 minutes, and then, hey, did you see the woman who, shanked her boyfriend over sex? Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
There's your story for the day.
So, but if I don't listen to this, because I do save some stories. When I'm doing, I'll have a few that are on there for.
I mean, listen, the people who are going to, not all our listeners are going to listen to this. It's a.
Probably should.
It's a primer.
Yeah.
Okay.
You guys, the two of y'all are going to have a more deep dive on it than I will. So I'm just setting the table, and then you guys actually carve into the brisket and devour it.
We're on to brisket again.
Yeah,
because I had to cut up 2 today.
Yeah, and you know what I've also noticed about Aaron that I don't like one bit? And when you send us that email in the morning, what time do you usually send that out, would you say?
I try to get it done around 10.
Why does it go to Lance Zierlein?
Because I've been doing it for him for, 4 years now? And so he asked if I would. I stopped doing it when I first got over here, and he said, "Hey, why'd you stop sending it?"
Yeah, because I got another show to produce for you. Tell him I don't need that guy getting our content.
But he gets it after he's already off the air. That's the benefit of it being there at 10 is he's already gone.
Yeah, I don't know about this.
Well,
how do you feel about sharing with Lance?
I don't have a problem with sharing with any of these guys.
Dell ever sent you any prep?
No, but
no. I don't know if Dell has my email address, and I'm his boss.
Yeah, we all go to the same places for stories and stuff. I have no problem with, if there's a good one on there. It's some people listen to all the shows and I go, well, they talked about it. Well, not everybody does.
Yeah.
So, plus, I am arrogant enough to think that will do the best job with whatever the story is.
Yeah.
So doesn't really matter. And it'll be a different take. I used to worry about stuff like that because I'd hear somebody talking about something that I was going to do. And I'd be like, oh, man, now I don't want to do it. Because then it'll sound like, you know, I just took it from them. But now I'm kind of like, I don't really care.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah. They want to talk about it, talk about it. There are some stories sometimes that I think.
Like if we were to talk Texans, you know that 610's already talked about it.
Oh, I'm sure they did in the first minute.
I mean, it would have been.
So we're way behind on Texans. They probably, of course, they start earlier than us.
Yes, they go all day.
I guess the show up against us, starts at 2? So they've been doing 2 hours and 11 minutes of Texans content.
I think so.
So yeah, we got a lot of catching up to do on that. So what Texans do you want to do today? Is Bill O'Brien a good coach?
Let's see.
What should they do with Jadeveon Clowney?
I flipped over on the way in today. By the way, my commute in today was horrific. It was one of the worst I've had, honestly, since I've been coming in the mornings.
Yeah.
Like I left my house at 7, and I got here at 8:20.
Oof.
Ugh. Yeah. So it wasn't good. And so I had some time to listen to our show mostly because it's entertaining. But then I checked out the competition.
Yeah.
Seth is out.
Okay.
Which, I mean, let's face it, that makes that show borderline unlistenable. That morning show at 6:10, if Seth isn't there, then what are you tuning in for?
Yeah, that's true.
It was Cecil Shorts was in with Meltzer. And Meltzer said, I think the Texans wide receiving core may be the best in the league. Yeah.
That was a serious take?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then, of course, he talks about how great Hopkins is, which everyone knows.
Right.
And then he talks about how great Will Fuller looked before he got hurt.
Which time?
And then he talked about the instant impact that Kiki had before he got hurt.
Yeah. How many games did he play?
And those guys are with... Obviously, with DeAndre, they're going to be a force to be reckoned with. And, you know, and then finally at the end, it's like, if they stay healthy, you know, they're very good.
Is this the Yao Ming argument all over again with the Texans?
Except Yao Ming was like, Yao Ming would be like if DeAndre Hopkins were built like Will Fuller. Like if DeAndre Hopkins were the guy always.
Yeah.
Like this is their biggest star. The Rockets, I mean, they literally could. When he was hurt, they weren't a contender. I mean, it was pretty simple the way that worked. When he was healthy, they were good. And everybody always makes fun of the Rockets, the T-Mac era, but when Yao was healthy on the floor with T-Mac, that was a tough team to deal with sometimes. You know, I don't think we can put Yao on Will Fuller. I don't think he's that much of an impact guy.
I don't know.
He runs fast. You know. I mean, and sometimes he catches it.
Yeah, I, to be honest, I haven't really listened to anybody other than us for a while, like our station.
Yeah.
And I try to listen a lot more to the other shows now. And whenever I'm out and about, like I was coming back from the dentist and listened to Charlie a little bit today. And, you know, I catch a little bit of Lance and John in the morning when I drop the wife off. So mm-hmm. I get to, you know, I get to hear a little bit. I don't really like sports talk radio enough to sit there and listen to a whole show.
See, that's kind of my problem is I'm not really a sports radio fan myself. But I do feel like I need to listen to our station because I want to, you know.
It's kind of your job.
Yeah, I want to give feedback to the guys when I hear something I think they could be doing better. But I also feel like I've got to spend time listening to the other station to see what they're doing. And, yeah. You know, I can pretty much guess before I flip to 610 what they're doing. They rarely surprise me.
You know you're going to get Texans content.
And then that's why I hate listening to sports radio. So
Jesse says he live bet in the final round. Alonzo was plus 220. Felt like I was stealing.
Damn.
Man, I wish I'd been paying attention that closely. Same. All right, we're going to take a quick break. Don't go anywhere. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. You're
listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number. Boy, people seem really fired up about Verlander talking about juice balls.
Yeah, I mean, it's not a great look for a guy who is giving up more home runs than ever to be complaining about juice balls. But, I mean, whatever. I think he's right. It's just, it looks lame for him to be the one that says it.
Yeah, well, let me start off with, I have no problem if they're doing that.
Yeah.
Because home runs sell tickets. Home runs get TV ratings. Look at last night. We're talking about a home run derby, which is a contrived event that is never interesting. It wound up being interesting last night. Why? Probably because of the balls.
Yeah.
And if not, and this is one thing I did hear Lance talk about this morning, is that nobody wants to bring this up again, but it's not going to shock me if guys have found new PEDs that can't be detected yet. And science is changing so much that would you be shocked at all? And I certainly wouldn't be, and I wouldn't have a problem with it. If you can get away with it, get away with
it. Yeah.
I've always said that. But nobody wants to bring that up, and it reminds me my Chronicle days. True story. I went to an editor and said, man, we really should start looking into some of these baseball players using steroids. And this is before it all started breaking. And the response was, oh, no, they would never do that. That's not happening. Everybody put their head in the sand then. So,
well, that's probably what they want to do again.
And that's fine. Just own it. Say, yeah, well, if they're getting away with it, good job.
Yep.
Yeah, we'll keep trying to improve the tests. But, I mean, there's always...
Did you know that Major League Baseball bought Rawlings?
I did not know that.
I didn't know that either until I heard yesterday. That's surprising. But that's where Justin Verlander makes some good points. Like the fact that they bought the baseball company, and then they act like, oh, there's some major
baseballs
change.
Baseballs are different.
And they act like, oh, yeah, we don't know what's going on. Yeah. Shocker.
I don't really have a problem with it. But,
well, you're not a
I'm not pitcher
trying to work for a contract.
No. Well, he just got a contract. He just got paid.
Yeah, but I'm just saying there's pitchers out there that haven't.
No. But I think it's baseball was more fun when McGuire and Sosa and Bonds were bashing home runs, at least for me. And I know there's purists out there who love 1-0 pitchers duels.
Yeah.
I do not. I like some offense. Now, 11 to 10 might be a bit much.
Yeah.
But I like 6-4 games, 5-3 games at least. But because you want to see some action.
Yeah.
So I don't know that it doesn't bother me as a fan. I guess it would bother me if I was a pitcher. But I guess you're going to have the people say, well, it'll impact the numbers, which, you know, so what? I think people are too caught up in that. That's always been baseball's thing. Even going back to Roger Maris, it's like, oh, he had more games. It's like, well, okay, let's put an asterisk
right
next to everything. I think all that got thrown out the window with the steroid era. I mean, the numbers were so inflated, yeah, and you didn't know which pitchers were doing it. So at what point do you say, oh, well, this can't count. You can't do that. So I'm not bothered at all.
I'm not either, really.
I'm curious. I would like to hear from somebody who doesn't like this besides a pitcher.
Yeah, I mean, the people who don't like it are pitchers because everybody would rather see offense win. I mean, that's what's fun to watch. And, I mean, honestly, if you're the Astros, if you're an Astros fan, you should probably like the same thing. Because, can we agree that if the Astros win this year, it's going to be because of their lineup, not because of their pitching? Like it was.
Well, if they get a third top line pitcher, it may be because of the pitching.
Maybe. But I'm saying as they're currently constructed, if this team were to win a World Series,
it's probably because of the bats.
It's probably because of their bats.
It's probably because Jordan Alvarez, who no one would trade for Mike Trout.
Right.
Yeah.
And also would have hit more home runs than Vlad Guerrero Jr. last night if you believe the internet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He doesn't look like a guy who would hold up through that many rounds.
I don't think so either.
But But no, I don't want to make fun of you. I do want to hear from somebody who legitimately would be bothered by this, because I don't think too many people are. And, you know, as long as you're not a pitcher.
Right.
So, Justin says, baseball nerds that dive into StatCast stats have hypothesized the ball is more aerodynamic. FanGraphs had a bunch of research on it. Yeah, and there's a lot of that out there. And, you know, okay, if it is, and they own the company, Major League Baseball, and do what they want, can't they? I think, but I just don't know. I don't see what the problem is, unless, like I said, you're Justin Verlander, you have every right to be angry about it, especially since you're giving up so many of them.
Yeah.
713-780-ESPN. How excited are you for the All-Star game? I'm going to do what I did last night. I'm going to give it a try, and if it captures me, I'll stick with it. And if it doesn't, meh.
I was going to say I'll probably watch it because my kid will want to watch it, but then I realized that my kid has a lesson with his hitting coach, so he's not even going to watch it. So I probably won't watch it.
Well, I think it worked out really well last night. When I tuned in, it was when Guerrero was going nuts, and so I stayed with it. And if something's interesting, I'll keep watching. Otherwise, I'm sure there's something on Netflix I haven't seen yet.
Yep.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. Don't go anywhere. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Stay up to date with the latest innovations hitting the city of Houston by visiting innovationmap.com or follow them on any of your social media platforms. Just search Innovation Map. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Reminder, it's a local music Tuesday. Every artist you hear today, except for, you know, some of the standard stuff we do, all local musicians. And Aaron puts out the list of who they are and what the songs were. So if you hear something you like, he has that on Twitter and on the Facebook page. So you can go check it out and say, hey, man, I want to support some local artists. There's some really good bands out there. Couple things. 409 said, yep, you were right. 610 talking about keeper trade Clowney. So glad I'm a Blitzer.
Well, listen. This is their last opportunity.
I would pull my hair out if we had to do that every single day.
Yeah.
What little hair I have left.
Yeah, you wouldn't pull it out.
Yeah, it would be too hard.
It's too hard to grab a hold.
Impossible. It's like, and as a lifelong fan, I love the 1-0 pitcher's duels, but I'm the guy that enjoys analyzing every pitch and hitter reaction. Love great defensive plays, too, from Paul C. And that's cool. If that's what you like about the sport, that's awesome.
Yeah.
But general appeal and one of the
And things, let's face it, baseball needs general appeal.
It does.
They need more casual fans because they... It's not a sport that's easy to watch casually. If you're not married to a team, baseball's not that fun to watch on television. You know what I mean? Like, who's watching random, you know, two random teams play each other?
Only hardcore fans, which...
Like, I'll watch any NFL game.
Yeah, I will too.
Everybody's like, oh, this crappy matchup on Thursday night. I'm like, yeah. You know what my other option was on Thursday night? Watching something that wasn't NFL football. I don't care if it's a bad matchup. I will watch two NFL teams play each other all day.
The one thing about that is Thursday nights usually have a pretty good college game now too, so I'll flip back and forth. But I do have another option, but it's football. Because I like college football almost as much as the NFL, if not more these days. I'll watch both. No question.
And I love the sport of baseball. I just don't love always watching the sport of baseball, especially all the way throughout a game, especially, you know, 160-something games. I just can't get into it.
And it's understandable. And I think to an extent, basketball is kind of the same way. There's just no urgency. And you know, I'll watch some, but I don't know if I can sit down and watch an entire game. And I damn sure am not going to go watch Yankees Red Sox.
No.
I just don't have any interest in it. Now, I'll watch as many Astros games. I enjoy watching those guys play. But that's the thing. I think baseball needs more people who are casual about it to watch the games. And if the balls are, if they've done something to the balls and it, the ratings are better and the revenue goes up, guess what? They're going to keep doing it. And they should. Because you're in an entertainment business, you're in a competitive entertainment business, and right now, it's a topic because there's nothing else going on.
Right.
But once training camps open in a couple of weeks, yeah, we'll probably talk some Texans, and then baseball will kind of disappear again. They'll have the trade deadline; will be the next big thing.
Yep.
And then it'll just kind of fade off the radar until playoffs.
Let me add one caveat to what I just said. Now that's on television. If you give me the option of going to a Major League Baseball game or an NFL game in person, I would much rather go to the baseball game.
I'd rather go to the football game.
Yeah, I don't like going to football games. It's too much. And I feel like football is better to watch on television anyway.
It is. Well, I prefer watching both of them on television, to be honest with you. But it's the whole, just the older I get, the less I want to be around crowds thing.
Yeah.
And the Astros, as much as... Yeah, I enjoy the experience of going to the games. Now that they're successful, it's a lot less fun.
That's true. It used to be real easy to get into, really affordable.
Oh, and we would do this on every Sunday afternoon. We'd bike down there, go buy some cheap tickets, and then move down. Or I would get in on my press pass, which they no longer give us, and we'd buy a couple tickets and then go sit someplace, and you never had to worry about it, and that's because they weren't interesting. And it's a good problem to have. I'm glad they're successful, but... That was a more fun experience for me because it was just about going to the game and enjoying it.
Yeah.
And now you got so many people there. That place gets, it's hard to get around that place when they have a near full house. It's just not built for that. But asking for a friend, am I wrong? Is Verlander just get off my long guy, youngest NL team ever, dying fan base, trying to get the attention of a younger and future generation? This is how you grow. See the NBA. No, listen, I find Justin Verlander refreshing. I think he's a guy who's not afraid to speak his mind. And we criticize guys for being robots. Would you rather have an interview with Justin Verlander or Kawhi Leonard?
Oh.
Yeah. You know, or Andre Johnson.
Yeah.
So I respect that he has opinions. I don't necessarily agree with all of them, but that's okay. I mean, we shouldn't agree on everything. But he said, take your $300 million career earnings, your wife, build the game. I think he has built the game, certainly here.
Yeah.
And the whole Kate Upton thing, it gives you some mass appeal that goes beyond baseball. Those are good things. Let's try KJ. What's up, KJ?
KJ Sports. And that happened.
Hello.
Oh, hey.
Hello.
Hey, sports.
Hey, sports. How's it going, guys?
Going great.
Hey, so I think people have the pitcher value with these juice balls backwards. I think the easier it is for an average guy to hit a home run, the more value a really top-tier pitcher brings. I mean, imagine if they switched the baseball to like a cue ball and no one could hit it out of the infield, then who cares who's pitching? But if anybody can knock it out of the park, then it's really important to have those top-tier guys in your lineup. Anyway, yeah, I'll hang up and listen.
Thanks, the problem is Justin Verlander. I mean, there's not much more of a top-tier guy than him, is there? And I mean, he's starting the All-Star game. He's former league MVP, former Cy Young. And he's giving up home runs at a pace that, I mean, just destroys any pace that he's ever given up home runs before. I mean, he's clearly suffering from it. And you're talking about even the top-tier guys are feeling that crunch.
Yeah, but I...
Especially guys who live up. And Justin Verlander's a guy who lives up. That said, there's guys who are now crushing home runs on low pitches. It happens.
Yeah.
But the guys who pitch up and live high in the strike zone, those are the guys who are going to feel this the most. Justin Verlander's at the top of that list.
I think it's a combination of things. He's having a little bit of a tough stretch right now. And I think that's part of it, going into the All-Star game. If he were pitching like he was early in the season... Even he was giving up home runs, but they weren't really mattering because he'd give up a home run and then that was it.
Right.
And yeah, you know, I just, yeah, you know, I, but to the caller's point, it does put more value on having those kind of pitchers, because the if you've got, and I don't want to get back to where we've got Lenny Dykstra hitting however many home runs, or who was the guy for the
Brady
Orioles?
Anderson.
Brady Anderson's 50. I don't want to get back to that. But if you've got guys who are probably 10 or 12 homer guys hitting 22, 25, then it is more important to have. Are you by yourself there, or do we not have an intern again?
I don't know. I'm about to send an email because there was nobody out there when I just went out there a second ago.
Because I noticed that you're dealing with the phone calls, and okay, I mean, I don't ask for much, but this show should have an intern, especially when I walk through here and there's four interns doing Charlie Polillo's show.
Hey, what's going on? Tell Tyler to come in here.
Tyler's not here.
Where's Tyler?
He had to leave.
He had to leave?
I guess, yeah.
Oh, jeez.
Gets a new truck and look what happens.
It's not even 5 o'clock. He's out of here.
All right, we'll get Rodney on, and then we're not going to do any more phone calls until we get somebody out there to answer them. So go ahead. You hung up on him.
I did not. I didn't even hit the button yet, and he was gone.
Okay.
R.I.P. Rodney.
I think Rodney,
if you want to call back in.
Yeah, you're the only one. Until we get somebody out there who can deal with this so that Aaron can focus on his job. Eldred said, I've never had a Pendleton's Canadian whiskey until recently. Granted, it was 20 years old. I've never heard you mention it. It was incredible. I don't think I've had it either. I've seen it. I don't think I've ever had it. So I can't really comment.
I don't think I have.
So I drink a lot of Canadian whiskey.
When you go to Canada and you're looking for a hotel room, like, where do you go to get your hotel room? Besthotelrates.com.
Yeah, and then / who has the best whiskey.
Right, because if you want money to spend on whiskey when you're in Canada, you need to save money somewhere else. Great place to do it is your hotel stay, because you could just be paying full price. You go to the hotel's website like a dum-dum and then pay what they ask. You could do that, or you could get the not just a better rate, you could get the best hotel rate on over 600,000 hotels around the world at besthotelrates.com.
And we actually used it recently, and we got a great deal on short notice. That's a cool thing about it. They're not, you know, the name kind of tells you everything. It is besthotelrates.com. It's not second best. It's not third. It's best. And we were actually on very short notice able to get a hotel in Saskatoon for the night before we flew out, because somebody didn't think to book it. So we went to besthotelrates.com and we got it. So start planning your next trip today. And you've got top-notch customer service to back up your reservation. Your stay is safe and secure. It's all in the name, besthotelrates.com.
Topping back, the ill sound reverberating for decades. They're gonna want to copy that. You hit this borderline cocky cat. Talking like I think I'm cold, never that. I'm really just cool enough to chill in your set. Me and the illest one, that two of the realest.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Here's Richard Justice on Pardon the Interruption. I think. Looks like him. 713-780-ESPN if you want to text the show until we get an intern in here. We're not taking any calls. Jay Rapp says, I think some of it has to do with the adjustment that hitters and pitchers have made due to sabermetrics. Hitters with launch angle and not caring about Ks. Pitchers just throwing harder and not pitching to contact. Skewers the numbers toward home runs. And I guess Bregman saw a story where he was talking about how they pay more attention to OPS now than they do batting average. And so I think
there is something to that. I mean, it's worth it to strike out three times to hit one home run. And that's not how baseball's always been.
Yeah.
And it's, a lot of guys now, if they hit 40 home runs on the season, they feel fine hitting 250. It's not a big deal. So you could still get paid very handsomely hitting 250 if you hit 40 home runs. So why not go out there and take your hacks?
I agree. The only thing I would say about that is, Yeah, I enjoy the strategy of the game. I enjoy some of the things that they're doing now. I like that they've gone to what they call analytics, which back in our day was just tendencies. But I like all of that. It makes the game more interesting. But I think, again, when you're talking about casual fans, when you start throwing terms like that at them, it's like, man, I just want to watch a game. Yeah. I don't care about sabermetrics. And I think that's, you know, you see that sometimes, that the more complicated that you make it to watch, the less people want to watch it. So, and I think for people who love baseball, those things are great. But again, you need more people who just like baseball to pay attention. And, you know, that's any sport. Really, any sport that's not football. You're going to have hardcores who are really into it, and then you're going to have casual fans, and the casual fans is where you make all your money. And in Houston, if your team wins, the fans show up. And, you know, but I if you're a sport that's trying to get more attention, I have no problem if they're using baseballs, it will jump out of there better.
Yeah.
Deacon asked, I see this Crawford Bock at my local HEB. Is it worth trying? I don't like a heavy, dark Bock. It's not heavy.
It's not heavy at
all. It is probably the smoothest Bock I've ever had.
Yeah, I drank it on the river. I mean, it's a very light drinking beer.
Yeah, it's one of the better Bocks that I've had. And it's not just us that think that. I mean, that thing's selling like crazy. People love it. What do you think about the Astros looking at Trevor Bauer? Somebody says, I think that would be a terrible addition.
Why? What would be terrible about Trevor Bauer?
I got nothing.
Yeah, I don't either. Trevor Bauer's a good pitcher.
Like, the Astros are going to be interesting.
Could be made better if he pitched for the Astros. I mean, now, do the Indians have any, especially, listen, the Indians are in a situation where
they've just gotten hot enough to get back in it.
And one of their best pitchers just found out he had leukemia. So it would surprise me if they are selling a guy like Trevor Bauer. But if they are, if I'm the Astros, I'd certainly be interested.
Well, I think they're not going to be able to pay him after next season.
Okay.
So that being the case, if his value is highest now,
but I mean,
I would wait till next year if I were them.
Yeah, but, I mean, you're in the mix right now.
But the Yankees, the problem is, you've got teams like the Yankees, the Twins, the Astros, the Red Sox. They're all trying to get pitching, and they're all going to be competing for these guys.
Yeah.
So if I'm the Indians and I go to the Yankees and get their list of guys I can have, and then I go to the Astros and get their list of guys, I'm like, wow, am I going to be able to get this a year from now?
Right.
Maybe, maybe not. Then you have to weigh, is it worth it? And do we know anything about Corey Kluber?
No.
What's going on with him? I mean, he's been dead for a while now.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. I'm. The Indians are 50-38. I don't see any reason why they should be selling anybody right now. I mean, they are currently, they would be the second wild card team.
Yeah.
It wouldn't make much sense for them to.
Yeah, I think if you're them, you make one more run with this.
You've got to. I mean, you've invested too much. And if you, listen, if you're going to waste guys like Lindor and Kluber, then okay. But your fan base isn't going to be happy with that, because it's not like they're the kind of fan base that you can just, you know, throw it all out the window, and they're like the Cubs, and they're still going to show up. You know, you can't.
Didn't you see Major League?
You've got to.
They had almost eight people in that outfield.
You've got to put a competitive team on the field, and the Indians have done it for a while. They haven't been able to get over the hump, but yeah, to me, they're playing too well to start selling guys off.
Trevor Bauer and Garrett Cole don't like each other, and same with Bregman and Bauer.
Who cares?
Yeah, who cares?
Once they're teammates, they'll get over it.
Yeah.
Just like each other. I don't care if you'd like each other. Be a professional. How about that?
When you travel, you know what you have? You have like this big plane. You don't have to sit anywhere near somebody you don't like. I think that's overrated. So it would disrupt the team chemistry.
Signing a guy who was under investigation for beating a woman? Yeah. The Astros are super concerned about team chemistry.
Yeah, I think the guys you have there are fine.
It's going to be fine. Yeah, if Trevor Bauer can play, or Tyler Bauer can play,
if he helps you win a World Series,
he'll get along with everybody just fine.
Yeah.
That's how it is in most sports. Once guys become teammates, whatever beef gets squashed.
And people switch sides all the time.
Yeah.
You know, Thufir became a Harkonnen. And Anakin became a Sith. And then in the end went back to being a Jedi.
I don't know what the first thing you said was.
It was a really obscure Dune reference.
Okay.
So just... Which I realized was so obscure that I should probably come back with Star Wars just to at least
get saved.
To pull that one out of the mire.
I thought maybe it was Harry Potter.
No, no, because they didn't really have a lot of side changing on Harry Potter, as I recall. But as soon as that came out, I'm like, there's about three people on the planet are going to recognize that reference. 713-780-ESPN if you wish to text the show. Somebody asks, does chemistry even exist in baseball? I think there's something to having guys get along and like each other because you are around each other for 162 games. Yeah. You're traveling together. But you've also got enough, there's enough other teammates that if there's one guy you don't like, that's okay. I guarantee you there's somebody on the roster right now that most of the team doesn't like.
Yeah.
And, you know, it splits off into cliques. It always does. That's kind of the whole team dynamic. Like the Cuban guys are all getting along great right now, which the Chronicle did like a long story on Alvarez this weekend and was talking about how Diaz and Gurriel have been, you know, have really reached out to him and that he already knew Gurriel from when they defected. So there's a relationship there, and that's good. You have guys like that, but if especially with a pitcher, I mean, if Trevor/Tyler comes in and pitches every 5 days, all he's got to do is get along with the catcher. That's really it.
And honestly, think about this. If Alex Bregman is the kind of guy who says, oh, I don't want Trevor Bauer here. I'd rather have Wade Miley pitch the third game of our playoff series against the Yankees instead of Trevor Bauer because I don't like him. What kind of teammate would that make Alex Bregman? Like, is that the kind of guy you... like? I mean, I can't imagine Alex Bregman is that dude. I would hope
you know what
not.
They would do? They would sit down, talk it out, and that would be the end.
That's what I think.
And, you know, Garrett Cole, Tyler Bauer, they when they were in college, they pitched on a pretty good team.
Yeah.
Didn't like each other. It's fine. They'll work it out. And I don't know that you're going to have Garrett Cole back here next year anyway, so this is a rental. So
I've seen guys who have fought each other in the cage who have hated each other and fought and then ended up on the same team training together. Guess what happens? They get over it.
Yeah.
You know, they're like grown-ups, and they figure out a way to help. They figure out a way to help each other because that's what teammates do.
And I guarantee you, every Astros fan who's like, oh, I don't want that guy, as soon as you get him, oh, we love him.
Yeah.
What happened with Osuna?
Yeah.
So... 713-780-3776 if you wish to text the show.
All right, guys, let me give you a little something about how to save some money on your home insurance. If you're a homeowner, you know that shopping for a policy is not ideal. It's not a fun thing. But TGS has come along and said, you know what, we're going to take all the hell out of it. We're going to make it easy on you. And all you got to do is send us a text. Grab your phone right now. Text the word money to 232323. They're going to ask for your address. You reply back with that. They're going to send you a full quote with great coverage in 15 seconds or less. This company, these savings, they're legit. The online rating is nearly perfect. And the average customer from last year saved over $870. That's in 2019. The average customer saving $870 in a year. That could be you. And you don't need to wait for your renewal because TGS will take care of all the paperwork, all the back end. So you could just sit back and get rich. One more time, text the word money to 232323. Get your home insurance quote. Save big today.
So why am I not surprised when you lie? You're just another woman in my head.
ESPN 97.5.